civil documentation. The challenging process of civil documentation has begun with the issuance of temporary identification protection cards to over 7,000 individuals for 90 days under the ECOWAS protocol. However, these individuals no longer fall under ECOWAS, resulting in additional administrative complexities. In this context, with technical support and collaboration from partners, we hope to convene a national high-level stakeholder dialogue with UNHCR and donor actors to develop a structural and coordinated whole-of-government approach to finding durable solutions to address what is becoming a national security concern for the people we serve. We want to profile the more than 40,000 Burkinabes and 400 Malians and issue 5 years of civil documents. Additionally, we hope to provide humanitarian assistance using the out-of-camp approach for POCs within our borders in compliance with Liberia's National Development Plan, SDGs, and all instruments signed and ratified by Liberia. Liberia signed the 2015 Abidjan Declaration of ECOWAS member states on the eradication of statelessness and has implemented 90% of its pledges. Chairperson, we are pleased to announce that with advocacy from the African Union to support Liberia's pledge on statelessness, ECOWAS has approved funding to fully finance the processing of naturalization documents for 310 former Sierra Leonean refugees who were at risk of statelessness for the past 14 years. Following President Boyka's appeal at the UN General Assembly, Liberia has safely repatriated 1,593 former refugees. An additional 2,700 Liberians from Ghana will be repatriated by November 2024, and over 2,000 more from other Mana River Union countries by December 2025. In conclusion, we thank UNHCR and partners for the support which has resulted in an asylum and refugee regime that, despite many challenges, continues to provide sustainable solutions for the people we serve in Liberia. Excellencies and distinguished delegates, I thank you.